You're with Veronica and Lewis on Triple J.
And we're very excited to have on the phone with us Asa Taccone from LA duo Electric Guest. They've just released their debut album, Mondo, on Friday. How you doing, Asa?
I am doing well. Right now I'm in Kansas City in the States. I've never been here, so I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, so you started touring the album 2 days ago. How's it all going?
Last night was insane. Last night was kind of our actual... The first day was just driving, and then yesterday we had our first two shows, and they were actually super crazy. Like, people went... I was surprised. People were pretty excited. It was fun.
What extent of crazy? Were their tops coming off, or what?
Actually, yeah. literally, like...
Was it yours, you know, or was it theirs?
It was both. Some friendly young lady. And I said, I mean, mid-song, I was just like, oh, snap, I haven't seen that before.
Is this the first time you guys have toured together as Electric Guest?
Yeah, actually, this is. And it's our first... We'd been out a teeny bit. A couple of months ago, we went to Europe and a few other spots in the States. But this is our first tour headlining.
What were you all doing before that? What projects were you working on?
Matthew had done a couple of scores for some movies.
No big deal.
I think the last...
Big deal.
Whatever. Making millions of dollars. No, actually, it's just the opposite. We were all pretty broke just trying to do music. And me as well. I produced a lot of random smaller artists that you would have never heard of. And when Brian Burton, he kind of commissioned me to just keep working on my album for a couple of years. He just literally loaned me money out of his pocket. I just paid him back, actually.
Wow.
I owe that dude so much. It's crazy.
That is phenomenal. There's no, for those who don't know, Brian Burton, also known as Danger Mouse, one of the most phenomenal producers, going around right now. In terms of having a sort of mentor giving you a little prod, how on earth did you end up getting that guy on board? It's phenomenal.
Yeah, you know, we ended up, I used to call my brother when I was in college and just play him my little terrible songs over the phone. And which is a bad idea because, you know,
That's so cute. Much
stuff gets lost. Yeah, but one day he said, did you play that again? I'm going to put a friend of mine on the phone who does music. Oh, this is a wild
friend who does music. Yeah, right. He's like a high school teacher.
No, but at the time, I mean, this was before even the Grey album. So this was early on in his career. But he'd done a couple of hip-hop albums and things. So I played him a couple of songs, and he liked what he heard. And he said, you should send me more stuff. So I sent him more stuff. Because he was the one that literally, I would always sing, kind of reference vocals on tracks and just thinking that somebody else would eventually end up singing on it. But he was always like, you should really sing yourself. You should do this more. And so after a while, I ended up having this kind of body of work, and then he asked if we could produce it together.
On Triple J, this head I hold from Electric Guest Mondo. You're with Veronica and Lewis. We have Asa from the band on the phone with us. So just before we played that song, I suggested that you were partly responsible for this song. Take a look inside. It's my in a box. So the song is Dick in a Box from Saturday Night Live comedy group's The Lonely Island. So your brother was one of the co-founders, is that right?
Yeah. He's still with those dudes.
But you were involved in the production of that song, right?
Yeah. I had no idea what it would become. Oh. And actually, my family was not pleased with that song.
No, I was going to say, I bet your parents are pumped. Did you work on much of the other stuff from their album? Because it's just massive. It's totally going gangbusters.
Yeah, I did a handful of songs, and they would call me from New York and say, we needed the music for this or that. But my goal was always to just do my own music.
It wasn't so much your goal was to create a song involving putting a penis in a box and then call it quits.
that was always just what I was reaching for.
Well, my current ringtone is Dick in a Box, and it can be really inappropriate when it spontaneously starts at, the waiting room at the doctor or your grandparents' house. I mean, you were saying about how your family has reacted to the song. Did you grow up in a musical family?
I grew up in more of a political family, and my parents were, my mother wrote, I don't know why she wrote it to me, because I was like, I didn't write the lyrics, I just wrote the music for this. I had no idea what it was going to be, but she wrote this letter that was kind of like, you guys need to step up your consciousness. This is like a joke for, they're not serious people by any means, but I think it was coming after a string of jokes that she thought were funny, but not the most brilliantly intelligent thing she'd ever seen or something. I don't know.
They just get really political when it comes to dicks. That's fine. We're all a bit like
yeah.
that.
You are on Triple J.
And we're joined by Asa from LA duo Electric Guest, who have just released their debut album, Mondo. Among many impressive aspects of the album is your incredible falsetto, Asa. Can you talk to me about the moment that you first discovered you had a gift for falsetto?
That moment is right now. You guys
are on the come on.
No. I'm serious. Like, it's been surprising. Like, only reason why I started singing like that, I think, is mostly just out of insecurity. I don't think I felt comfortable initially just with my, you know, lower register. And I grew up listening to a lot of soul and groups that always had a lead guy doing falsetto. And so it was almost like I was more comfortable doing that. As it progressed, I sang more and more songs, in my chest voice.
We're chatting to Asa from LA duo Electric Guest. Asa, it's a pretty wild time for trying to name the genre of music people playing nowadays. You can end up with a lot of slashes and hyphens, really. How do you guys describe your music to people?
We're always terrible at it, and we just kind of...
Well, this is the perfect forum to be terrible at it.
Literally, every time we get asked it, it's just kind of like, oh, because essentially, like, I just did this thing in my bedroom. I mean, even for this head I hold, like, the vocals on that, at the time, I didn't have a microphone, so I was just singing into this dictaphone the lyrics because I didn't have a mic, and it ended up being kept. So a lot of things were kind of done like that, and then all of a sudden, when you're done, it was like, oh, what is this music? But it definitely... I don't know what it is necessarily. Not that it's so revolutionary that it can't be, you know, named, but I think it wasn't a purposeful thing to kind of blend any certain genres. It just kind of came out of wherever we all came from, you know?
The craft that I'm most impressed, well, not most impressed with, but it's an incredibly impressive part of Electric Guest is your use of the triangle. How do you decide who gets to play the triangle on stage? Because I've always wondered if it's an honor or if it's a little bit embarrassing.
It's in every track, the triangle. and live, when you go to see us live, there's a lot of solos with the triangle.
Yes, that's incredible. Just like a 9-minute triangle boring, slow jam.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, well, we're super excited. You guys are going to be coming to Australia in July for Splendour in the Grass. Will this be your first trip to Australia as a duo? Have you been here before?
It's my first time, for sure. I think one of the guys in the band has been, but for the most of us, it's our first time. And it's exciting, too. Because I don't know much about Australia, but the vibe I get, everybody I meet is, like, super chill. Is that right?
That's totally the
vibe.
Everyone
has this kind of, like, real, yeah.
What do you know about Australia, just that we're super chill? What else?
Chill. I've met some, definitely some attractive human beings.
Oh, yeah. You're saying all the right things. Oh, well, that's about it from us. Thank you so much for joining us, Asa from LA duo Electric Guest. We're really excited to see you when you're in the country for Splendour. And until then, enjoy the rest of the touring.
Thank you guys so much. Thanks for having me.
Veronica and Lewis on Triple J.